Good afternoon. You're with Planet FM and this is Musings. My name is Noel.
And I'm Mimi.
On Musings, we give you music to listen to and something to muse about. So what are we going to be musing about today?
Today we are going to talk about the roots of success.
Thank you.
Life obliges us to make decisions all the time. In fact, even deciding to do nothing is still a decision. Because life is not a passive condition, the only true constant is, in fact, change itself. If we choose not to act, then others will, and so conditions around us will change, leaving us with no option but to follow suit. The only real choice we have then is whether to be proactive or reactive. We admire decisiveness because it shows understanding of a situation and the ability to solve the problems associated with it. But that is not always the case, because what we perceive as decisiveness in others, in many instances, is in fact arrogance and opinionated self-belief, rather than a product of true understanding. Ignorant action then can be, and is, damaging in many ways. So how do we separate fact from fiction, and how do we decide how to act, what to do exactly, and in what measure, and also when to act to achieve the best outcomes? Quality decision-making is not a simple matter, but there are a few simple principles that absolutely improve the outcomes all of the time. First and foremost, having a sound philosophy based on enduring and dependable principles, which are at the same time flexible and able to evolve, is fundamental. Having such a foundation will allow you to build skyscrapers of achievement that stand against the storms and that greatest of all tests, time itself. The nature of your philosophy should be determined by you, as is your right. But you will need the help of others, because none of us knows all the answers. And there will always be those among us who know better and can pass their wisdom on to us in various ways. However, the business of learning is not about finding some great leader to follow, but searching and considering the thoughts of many with a discerning mind and forging your own path accordingly. Seek truth and settle for nothing less. Sincerity is the key. If you are sincerely desirous of finding the truth, then that is exactly what you will find. Indeed, it doesn't matter where you start or even where you look, because the truth is everywhere and in all things. So one of the most important principles in your philosophic construct should be sincerity. Another important thing to understand is that there is no such thing as something having no effect. Every choice we make will have some effect, even if that effect is not immediately apparent, or even if there appears to be no effect. Be assured, every action has either a negative or a positive effect. It is just a matter of degree. Sometimes the effect is minimal, so it can go unnoticed. Some effects are cumulative and others can be dramatic. But just because a change doesn't have some dramatic or immediate outcome, it does not mean that the change itself is any less potent or important. In fact, the most powerful change often happens in absolute silence and with no fanfare, and in fact, dramatic and revolutionary changes are often short-lived. An earthquake is dramatic but short-lived. The sun rises slowly, silently transforming night into day, but its constancy and dependability is the reason why life exists. Constancy, then, is another principle we should lock in to our way of thinking. This brings us to our next point. Avoid seeking recognition. Pride has its place. A tradesman who, at the end of the day, can honestly feel pride in his work will gain great respect and become highly valued. But more importantly, he will find great satisfaction, even joy, in his work, no matter how humble the task, and he will also sleep the sleep of the just. Pride, however, has a downside. We all need to be appreciated, but if we actively seek recognition, and we do it repeatedly, then the search for recognition becomes the end rather than the act of service to others. Pride starts to generate arrogance, which in turn starts to manifest in power struggles. In such cases, winning becomes everything, and the joy of the journey itself is completely obliterated by the need to be number one. Destinations are an illusion, because the horizon is always shifting. Goals need to be fluid and able to evolve as the horizon changes. So if we view achievement as a stepping stone, honest humility, not the self-deprecating false kind, will become a great strength which keeps you stable and balanced, particularly if you find yourself walking a tightrope, and pride will continue to be your servant rather than your master. No matter how great we become, there is always more to learn. And if we constantly compare ourselves with others, then there will always be someone who is better, and our chosen path will become defined by frustration, satisfaction becoming a mere fleeting experience. There are no experts of anything. We are all forever students, and as students, we can learn from everyone. The greatest teacher of all is the one who can learn from his students. The world is a mirror and will reflect back to you the relative potency of your personal philosophy. Others will treat you as you treat them. Situations will develop as a product of what you have set into motion. If you see reality as a reflection, in this way then, you will always learn from the image it presents to you. Because in the final analysis, that image is actually you. Thank you.
You've been listening to Musings. Join us every Wednesday at 4:25 p.m. on 104.6 FM or anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz/musings.